y liderar las claves del éxito. Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com/seminario.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio. Bon Radio.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no. It's show with no name time.
Welcome aboard! Welcome aboard! That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go! Juanjo, tell them what it's called!
Oh, it's a show with no
name. Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Baugan Radio. No te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Y a los mandos del control central.
Me feeling this way. There's so much we can't explain. Maybe we're helping each other escape. I'm with ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow will hold?
See, yeah, that's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're ready to have some fun and to learn some English with us here on the Show with No Name 2.0, your totally energetic, interactive English show only on Vaughn Radio. And you guys know we're live every day, Monday through Friday, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So what does that mean? We take you from your morning into your afternoon with a little bit of excitement, energy, and as I said, interactivity. In fact, if you guys want to interact with today's program, you can do it like every day on Twitter, of course. I'm Alberto Alonso, and also on Instagram. And, well, I don't know what's happening right now, but it seems like we're supposed to be live. Voy a acabarlo. Voy a hacer esto, Juanjo. Voy a acabarlo. End live video. Because it's weird. It doesn't seem like, this is a weird one here. I'm gonna delete this live video because we were just streaming on Instagram. Sorry, guys. There's a lot of technical aspects to this show, as you guys know. I mean, yeah, we interact and all that stuff, but that has its price. And, sometimes we've gotta get all, like, if you remember last Friday, We couldn't do Facebook Live, so we ended up doing Instagram Live. So we're going to try again over here. It says checking connection. It says you are now live. So hello, everybody on Instagram. If you want to participate today on Instagram, it's Alberto_Alonso. And you've also got Grupo_Vaughn as well. So make sure you're following along, and this way you guys find out about all our upcoming events, such as the book fair. That's right, La Feria del Libro, which is going on, it's kicking off on the 31st of May. May 31st, 2019, just in case you hear this repeated. It's going on at the Retiro Park in Madrid. We're going to be at stand, write this down, guys, apúntalo. We're going to be at stand 337, so we hope you guys can join us and come to the book fair. It's one of our favorite things of the year. So that said, come hang out with us. I'll be there specifically because I won't be able to be there every weekend like I have in the past. I'll be there on June 9th, and that'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. All right, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, it's stand 337. If you can't make it that weekend, as I said, we'll be there from May 31st to June 16th. All right, so I hope to see some of you have already confirmed that you'll be there, so that's great news. Juanjo, ¿me puedes mirar ahora en Instagram otra vez? Porque estoy haciendo un directo, pero no hay nadie, que es raro, porque si no hay nadie, porque es una hora rara, pero no hay nadie y no sé lo que pasa. Entonces, dime si tú puedes conectar. Está mal, ¿no? Okay, so we're going to try this again. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Perdona, pero es que, come on, Mark Zuckerberg. Get your shit together. Get with the program. Ponte las pilas. Son dos formas de decir, ponte las pilas. What the hell's going on, Mark Zuckerberg? Well, I guess I can't complain about something that's free, can I? Well, yeah, why not? Why not? It's, in fact, these days, complaining is like trendy, right? It's trendy to talk about what you don't like and, you know, dividing people and all that. So, all right, let's try this. As you guys say in Spanish, you say the third time is the one where you win, right? A la tercera va la vencida, you say in Spanish. A la tercera va la vencida, right? Now, we say the third time is a... Do you know it? We say the third time is a charm. The third time is a charm. So let's cross our fingers over here and hope that this Instagram live, I mean, because it's not rocket science, right? You just have to hit go live and supposedly you're live on Instagram. Now, I can see myself, but I don't see anyone joining once again. Bueno, si quieres mirarlo otra vez, Juanjo, yo no sé qué pasa aquí. Lo he quitado del Wi-Fi. I got it off Wi-Fi, and I'm using my data plan because I have a lot of data because, well, I use my phone quite a bit. Nothing. No, it's not working. I don't know what's going on, guys. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to end live video, share. Yeah, I want to share a video of nothing. Thank you. Thank you. Very good, Instagram. All right. Well, in the meantime, guys, as you know, we've got to get started. We can't sit here and futz around on Instagram all day. So what we're going to do is kick off with a section that I love, a section you guys are seeming to enjoy as well. And it's called Say What?
Say what? What?
officially live on Instagram. I see all you guys checking in. Now we're working. So this is good. The third time, apunta la expresión, the third time is a charm. A la tercera va la vencida. So I see you're all joining us now on Instagram. Good morning, Instagrammers. Thanks for being there. D. Najjar, Ali USA, Pablo Garbar, Davi Lunam, Hugo English, and so many more people joining us on Instagram. There's Nefer, S. Karma, D. Najjar, and Dave Lunam says, good morning, Alberto. Now it works. Well, there you go, guys. Even in adversity, I can teach you an idiom. And that one is, the third time is a charm. You say in Spanish, a la tercera va la vencida. All right. Well, we've got some other comments coming in on Twitter as well. We've got Carlos 96. What's up, Carlos 96? He says, good morning, Alberto. How you doing, mate? Oh, very British of you. Tenemos un totally British por ahí, Juanjo. Yo no me acuerdo si teníamos.
Totally British.
Eso es totally British. How you doing, mate? O más británico. You're right, mate. You're right. Are you all right? You're right, mate. Te lo juro, eh. If you want to get by in England, you got to know that one. You got to say mate. Now, in the States, we don't use that word. Mate is somebody you have sex with in the United States. I'm not saying people don't have sex with their friends, but just be careful because it's a different meaning in the United States. Now, he says, I've been quite busy. Busy is not a word. Busy tiene una S, right? Be careful. I've seen a lot of people misspell this word and also mispronounce this word. So be careful. It's one S and it's not busy. It's busy, busy. Right. So he says, I've been quite busy these 2 weeks, these weeks. So now I need to get up to speed with the show with no name. Ponerme al día, to get up to speed. Dale un totally native a Carlos, por favor. Unbelievable.
Totally native.
To bring somebody up to speed or to be brought up to speed is te vamos a poner al día. So great. You got Carlos. You got a totally British and a totally native in the same tweet. Amazing. And he says, apart from that, I couldn't pick up your book yet. I wonder if I'm still in time. Keep it up. Absolutely, Carlos. Anybody who wins my book, a lot of you guys win it. We give away my book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés, Viajando por el Mundo, every Friday here on the show. And, well, some of you have, you know, you're saying, I'm not going to be in Madrid for some months, but it doesn't expire, so don't worry. Carlos, just remind me where you were going to pick it up, because I think yours is from a couple weeks ago. So just remind me, but I believe there's a book waiting for you if it's not in our Madrid office. So great stuff, Carlos. I'm glad that you are back and ready to be brought up to speed to use that idiom again. Javier says, good morning from Amsterdam. Oh, cool. Really cool. Vero says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world. Y a los mandos del control central, Ruiz de Gauna. I love it. I love that you guys love the show with no name, if that makes sense. I love that you guys love the show. Danny says, Alberto Alonso, about Instagram. Now, this is the thing, Danny. I can't read it now because I'm obviously I'm on the show right now doing the show, but I will read that article later. And you know what I did? This is real simple here. This is real simple. I just restarted the app, and it worked. So, reinicia. I think if you're studying IT, informática, you say in Spanish, IT, you have to learn one word, restart, reinicia. That's it. Right. All right. Some more comments rolling in on Instagram. I see we've got so many Instagrammers joining us this morning. Hello, Antonieta Fruits, García Blanco, Zeno, Gloria Barrios, Maje Gonma, Esk says, let's get this. Vamos a por ello. That's what I like to hear. Pablo Garbar says, how's it hanging, man? Yo creo que eso se merece un totally native también. El how's it hanging?
Qué bien.
How's it hanging? ¿Cómo va la cosa? We say in English, how's it hanging? Muy bien. Totally native over there, guys. You guys are impressing me already. And we're just getting started, right? Acabamos de empezar. Let's see. Davi Lunam says, soon I have my B1 exam and I am scared. Well, don't be scared. Just be prepared. I just made that up. Pero apúntalo. Write that one down. I like it. Don't be scared. Just be prepared. Because the only way that you're going to be less scared or nervous is by being more prepared. So anytime people tell me I'm nervous about a test, well, just make sure that you are as prepared as you can be. And if you are as prepared as you can be, then all you have to do is just go in there and do your best. There's no reason to be nervous. So we wish you a lot of luck, Davi Lunam, taking your B1. Hugo English says, time to rise and shine. Qué bien, rise and shine es despertarse. Y yo creo que eso también se merece un totally native. Dámelo por ahí.
Totally native.
Hugo, I mean, seriously, you guys sound like a bunch of English people speaking here. Rise and shine is levantarse. Rise and shine. I love it. Great stuff. Sounds like I'm talking to natives over here. Iles Catley, the Hitch Cook. Me encanta tu nombre, the Hitch Cook. Hadri says, hi, Alberto. Great stuff. Actually, you did good. You were born. Okay, well, I'm glad. I'm sure my parents were happy about it, too. Rehab Gamal, hello, what's going on? Ale Iles Casaletti says, hello, hello to you. The Hitch Cook says, so happy to join this awesome club. Well, I'm glad to have so many amazing listeners on our app, on social media, and it's great. I consider you guys more like family than just friends or students. And I think you guys know that. And I think the feeling is mutual, really. So that's awesome what we've created here. Because I say we've created it because, okay, my idea was the show and the different sections. But you guys, you know, getting it and playing along, that is the key to the success of this show. And if the day you guys stop participating and not enjoying the different challenges, we're done. We're going to pack up and go home. But until then, we're going to have some fun. We're going to learn and we're going to celebrate life together. All right. Well, guys, we have to listen to our Say What soundbite for the first time. Now, remember, you're going to hear this soundbite four times throughout the program in each half an hour of the show. So all you guys have to do is listen, right? And what I want you to do is write down what you hear. It's that simple. So write down what you hear. You're going to get four chances to write it down. So here is your first chance. Dámelo, Juanjo.
It was a wonderful experience, and I echo Elton's feelings 100%. I mean, it was very emotional. There were a couple of scenes in it where, you know, I was quietly sobbing, to be quite honest.
Right. All right, amigo. So, a male voice, right? I think we can say it's a male voice. Una voz masculina. Good. We got that information. British, American, Australian. What do you guys think? I'm gonna go with British, right? To be quite honest, right? So sounds very British to me. If I had to listen to it without knowing who it was, I would say definitely British. Now, I don't think it's hard to understand what this person is saying. Yesterday's was virtually impossible, but you guys did it. So today it's going to be easier, but let's see. Let's see how many of you guys can jot down today's Say What soundbite. Okay, you're going to hear it three more times, so don't worry. Get a little bit each time. That's the way to do it. The Hitch Cook says on Instagram, I feel exactly the same way about the family comment. Thank you very much. Thank you. Davi Lunam says, thank you very much for your advice, Alberto. Thanks to you, I have learned a lot. Well, I just got to say three words when my students say, I'm learning a lot, I'm making progress, I'm improving. And you know what those three words I always say are? Keep it up. Síguelo. No pares. Keep it up. The hard part is getting started. Once you're rolling, then it becomes easier. It's like, you know, riding a bike. Es la expresión que decimos. Es como montar en bici. All right? So that's the idea. This stuff gets easier and easier, right? Of course, you have to keep challenging yourselves. And that's part of what I do here on the show, too. I'm always challenging you guys with English challenges. All right? So now it's time for another English challenge, because we just did the Say What soundbite. But right now it's time for our spelling bee. Our spelling bee is where I spell six words for you. And, well, you guys write down those six words. This is a spelling bee to work on spelling. It's a listening exercise. And as always, we're going to learn about a specific topic. Like yesterday, we looked at famous aviators. So we don't just do a spelling bee, but we also learn the vocabulary associated with each topic that we look at. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys six words right now. I'm going to spell them for you. I'm going to spell them twice. The first time really fast, and the second time pretty slow. I want to know what the six words are, and I want to know what they have in common. Okay, are you ready, guys? Here we go. This is for my superstars, this really fast pace, right? Pace is rhythm. The word pace is a synonym for rhythm. So if you have difficulty pronouncing the word rhythm, say the word pace. P-A-C-E, right? All right, so you ready, guys? Here we go. C-A-N-T-O-N. The next one's very short. C-N. Yes, sir. The third one. O-S-T-A-N-K-I-N-O. The fourth word is C-O-L-L-S-E-R-O-L-A. The next word, the fifth word, the second to last, penultimo, right, in Spanish, is E-I-F-F-E-L. And the last word in today's spelling bee is S-K-Y-T-R-E-E. Yes, ma'am. There you go, guys. All right, so those are your six spelling bee words. I want to know what those words are, and I want to know what they have in common. Remember, today you can participate on Twitter or on, I was going to say Facebook, but really, no, Instagram. So you could participate on Twitter. It's I'm Alberto Alonso, where you can participate every day. And also Instagram, which is on Wednesdays today, and Facebook on Fridays. So if you guys have all those social media platforms or you use them all, well, then you guys can participate in the show all different ways through all different platforms, right? Whatever one's easier for you as well. Let's see. Hugo English looks like he's the first one to get it on Instagram and Twitter. So a nice round of applause for Hugo English. Wow. Excellent. Excellent job, dude. And the first person on Twitter, Express. No surprise there. Living up to his nickname, Express. All right. Good job. I love it. I love when we have a winner on Instagram and a winner on Twitter. It shows me that you guys are all motivated, right? That all my students on all the different platforms are motivated and participating in the show. So great stuff. Express and Hugo, excellent job. There's Jayster as well. Mr. Houses, great guys. Excellent job. How much participation? I love this so much. There's Mohammed checking in. He says on Twitter, good morning, bro. What would I do without you? There is no limit in your never-ending creativity and contribution to make my English better every single day. Well, there's no limit to the kindness of your comments, Mohammed. So thank you so much. Your comments are always very heartfelt and very kind. So thank you so much. And as I said, if you're learning, I'm going to tell you those three words. Keep it up. If you're motivated, I'm going to tell you those same three words. Keep it up. Sigue con ello, right? Don't stop. All right. So, guys, I'm going to give you these words one more time. I'm going to slow down a little bit because the first time I went pretty fast. But I know I've got my Expresses, my Hugos, my Jaysters, my Melenas, my Mr. Houses that, you know, they usually get it the first time around. So here's your second opportunity, all right? I'm going to spell the words again. I want to know what the words are, and I want to know what they have in common, okay? I've got Ali USA participating as well. Wow, tons of participation. Great job, guys. All right, here we go again. The first word is C-A-N-T-O-N. The second word is C-N. The third word is O-S-T-A-N-K-I-N-O.
The next word is C-O-L-L-S-E-R-O-L-A. The second to last word in today's spelling bee is E-I-F-F-E-L. And the final word, good luck, guys, S-K-Y-T-R-E-E. All right, so let's see how many more people got it. I'm surprised by how many people got it the first time. But we'll see if you guys can figure it out the second time. I got Vero joining us. As I said, Melena, good job, everybody. Excellent. All right, well, you know what that music means. It means we've got to go to our first commercial break. But when we come back, we've got tons of challenges, tons of fun still to come. Remember to join us today live on Instagram, because during the break, we're going to be chatting on Instagram. So if you want to chat during the break, join us there now. It's Alberto_Alonso. All right, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Cloud. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody. Better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better souls escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these d***s is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. The whole thing knows, cause here goes the cold.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Do you want to improve your English?
Interactive radio.
Interactive English show.
You're listening to the right radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
To Vaughn Radio.
Este verano aprende inglés con uno de nuestros profesores Vaughan. Tenemos cursos de inglés para todas las edades, todos los niveles y todas las necesidades. Y además con aire acondicionado en todas nuestras aulas. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te informaremos de cuál es el curso ideal para ti. O entra en grupovaughan.com y prueba nuestro recomendador de cursos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
There's an organization in Spain that will pay you €500,000 if, over a period of 3 years, you spend 2 hours every day walking in the park. Every day for 3 years. If, after 3 years, you can prove that you have spent a total of 2,190 hours walking in the park, you will receive €500,000. Are you interested? It only means 2 hours a day for 3 years in the park. And in exchange, €500,000. Not bad, is it? But wait, there's a second offer. If you devote the same 2,190 hours, instead of going to the park, to the English language, during the next 3 years, you will earn even more, this time €1,000,000. But over the next 30 years of your working life, experts in human resources calculate that a good command of the English language increases your total career income by €1,000,000. Therefore, simple division tells us that each one of the 2,190 hours necessary to achieve a good command of the English language is worth €457 each hour. Would you take English classes with me if I paid you €457 for each hour of class? Every hour you devote seriously to mastering English can easily bring you €457 each hour. Your future is in your hands, and it only requires a bit of focus and perseverance. Think about this.
En el el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Fútbol inglés en la residencia oficial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Esto lo que oyes.
You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Vive con nosotros.
Oh, yeah. Get up. Don't you forget it, man. That's right. It's the show with no name, that wacky 2 hours of English every morning. Wacky is crazy, the good crazy. All right, well, I've got so many people participating over here, and I've got to say, you guys nailed it in today's spelling bee. We took a look at some of the tallest towers in the world today in our spelling bee. And, well, the reason we did that, there's always a method to my madness, was because today in 2012, the Tokyo Sky Tree opened to the public. And it is the tallest tower in the world. Not building, right? It's the second tallest man-made structure, right? Now it's 634 meters tall. The tallest building in the world is the Burj Khalifa, which is another man-made structure. And that's 829 meters. So that is almost a kilometer tall. But we're talking about towers today, the tallest towers. All right. So that said, folks, before we get into that and look at the towers, where they are, why they're important, let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the second time. All right. Dámelo, Juanjo.
It was a wonderful experience, and I echo Elton's feelings 100%. I mean, it was very emotional. There were a couple of scenes in it where, you know, I was quietly sobbing, to be quite honest.
All right, there you go, my amigos. You've got it right there. That's two listens. You're going to get two more. So good luck, guys. Remember, I want to know what's being said. And if on top of that, you also know who it is, well, that's you can give us that information as well. All right, so let's take a look at these tallest towers. We'll start with the last one because, as I said, it opened today in 2012. It's the Tokyo, speaking of arigato gozaimasu, something we were saying during the break, right? Well, it's the Tokyo Sky Tree. All right, the Tokyo Sky Tree. Where is it located? Do I have to tell you? Do I really have to tell you? Oh, man. Tokyo Sky Tree. Okay, all right. It's in Tokyo, in Japan, right? And I think we're going to do a double exercise here, guys. All right, so what I'm going to do is, aside from giving you the name of the tower, I want to make this a number exercise right now. So I'm also going to give you each of these towers' height in feet, in pies, porque es un número más grande. Because in meters, it's like 100-something, but in feet, it's thousands. So we can practice numbers as well as spelling. So this is, guys, I want you to write down, in each one, I'm going to give you the height, all right? So you should have six numbers that you're going to send to me after we finished all six of them. Okay, so the first number I want you to write down is the height of the Tokyo Sky Tree, and that's 2,080 feet, okay? Write that down, because you're going to send that to me in a little bit. All right, now, the second one, we're going backwards. Vamos al revés, okay? The second one is Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower. Everybody knows the famous Eiffel Tower, I believe. It was completed in 1889, located in Paris, France, and truly a beautiful tower, and probably one of the most famous ones in the world, right? Even though it's not the tallest, it's in fact 28th on the list. Está en el número 28. So it is by far not the tallest, but it was probably the most powerful, the most popular one. All right, are you ready? I'm going to give you the number. The second number I want you to write down is 1,063 feet. Okay? That's your second number. You're going to have six numbers that you're going to send me, all right? So that is the Eiffel Tower, the famous Eiffel Tower, which is located, as I said, ¿cómo se llama esto ahora? Paris, right, de toda la vida. Paris, okay. The next one. Now, the next one, again, we're going backwards. This is the Collserola. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. I've been there. I've been to the Tibado, I don't even know how you call this. Let me find it on my list here. I've been there. I filmed a TV show there. Let's see. Spain. Okay, here it is. Torre de Collserola. I think it's maybe Collserola. How do you pronounce it? Torre de Collserola, right? It's a tower which is located on the, I always pronounce this word wrong, Tibidabo. I think it's a weird word, guys. I have to say, hill in the Collserola Mountains, which is located, the Sierra, the mountain range, in Catalonia, Spain. So this is it was designed by, in fact, Sir Norman Foster, very famous architect. And I've been to the top of this one, and I'll tell you something. I shit my pants. It was scary, man. I'm not even afraid of heights, but you got to remember, this tower is on a huge hill on top of a mountain. Right. So it's pretty scary. Right. So this is that word was Collserola. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. Collserola. Oh, you guys can help me with the pronunciation there, please. Again, I always called it the Tibidabo or whatever you call it. And even that I don't pronounce correctly. So but I want you guys to write this down. How tall is it? It is 945 feet. All right. All right, so now, the next one. The next one is called Ostankino. Ostankino, right? Now, Ostankino, what is this Ostankino thing? Well, Ostankino is, of course, as we said before, it's another tower, right? Ostankino. And it's located in Moscow, right? It's located in Moscow. It is the tallest freestanding structure in the world. This was in 1967 and through 1975. It was the tallest freestanding. And it is still the tallest in Europe. It's the Os Tanquino Towers. Now, it sounds Japanese. Os Tanquino. No. This is a Russian TV and radio broadcasting tower. All right, so the Ostankino. I wasn't too familiar with this one, but it is pretty huge, and it actually surpassed the Empire State Building in its day as the one of the tallest, as I said, freestanding structure in the world. 8 years that that record lasted until the CN Tower, which is our next one, until the CN Tower took over. All right, the CN Tower is the next one we're going to look at, but let me give you the height of the Ostankino Tower. All right, write this down. It's 1,772 feet. Good. All right, the next one, as I said, the CN Tower, the CN Tower, which is located in Canada, in Toronto, right? And this, everybody knows this one. It's probably one of the more famous, all right, not as famous as the Eiffel Tower, but it definitely is one of the more famous, almost a symbol of Toronto. When you see the Toronto skyline, you see that beautiful CN Tower. Now, I've never been there, but I would love to go to the CN Tower. Now, how tall is it? Write this down, guys. It's 1,815 feet. All right, good. That's your second to last number. We have one more number, and then you guys can send me your numbers. The last one is the Canton, or the first one, really. We're going backwards. The Canton Tower. The Canton Tower, which is located in Guangzhou, China. All right? The Canton Tower. It's the second tallest tower in the world after, as I said, the Tokyo Sky Tree. So the Tokyo Sky Tree kind of just took that record from everybody who came before. And how tall is the Canton Tower? Good question, because this is the final number that we need. All right, the Canton Tower is 1,982 feet. All right, there's your six numbers. Let's see if our amigos on Twitter or on Instagram can give us all six of those heights. All right, as I said, this is a way of just making, you know, taking this exercise and, you know, getting more juice out of it, right? You know, squeezing another exercise out of this, because I know nobody likes to do numbers. And I remember even in my classes, you know, my students, I said, it's time to do numbers. They would say, they looked at me like I said, I just shot your mother. Acabo de dispararle a tu madre. When I said, let's do numbers. Seriously. So I know people don't like doing numbers, but we all know how important numbers are. We are numbers. No? Social Security number, driver's license, DNA, you're not a number. We're all numbers. We need to know numbers. We need to know how to say percentages. We need to know where the commas go, where the periods go, the decimal points, excuse me. All right, I've got a lot of people participating on Instagram, also on Twitter. It's great to see you guys participating. As I said, the more you participate, the faster you're going to improve. I mean, these, as I said, all these exercises are designed to have you practice different things. All right? So let's take a look at these numbers now that I just gave you. As I said, they are the heights of the world's tallest towers, right? Or most popular. In the case of the Eiffel Tower, it's not the tallest by far, but it was at one point, right? So this is also when you see this kind of stuff, this architecture and buildings, all this kind, you can see how, I mean, you can see just by they're getting taller and taller and taller. And that's cool because you're seeing that progress. You're seeing how technology is advancing and letting us go closer to the heavens, los cielos, right? All right, so let's take a look at these numbers, guys. I'm going to have you self-check, right? Autocorregir aquí, because I have a lot of people who are participating. All right, so let's take a look. The first one, as I said, is the Tokyo Sky Tree, and that was 2,080 feet. Now, debería estar escrito 2,080. That's the number, right? If you guys didn't put commas in there, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. right? Remember this, too, as I say every time we do numbers, periods are commas and commas are periods or decimal points, right, in English. So that we switch it. So where you guys put a comma, we put a decimal point, right? So it's not 33,3 in English, porcentaje, no? It's 33.3, right? So you should have written down, two comma 080 FT, feet. Remember, I told you it's feet. It's not the same if you put meters or who knows, hamburgers. Maybe we're talking about hamburgers. So always put the, the measurement. What are we measuring here? You know, birthday cakes? No. Feet? Yes, which are 12 inches. Inches, una pulgada, which is about the size of half of your, it's from your knuckle on your thumb, knuckle es nudillo, on your thumb es tu pulgar, so it's where the top part, from the knuckle to the nail part, that's about an inch, right? And 12 of those is a foot, which is usually the size of a foot, right, as well. So, wow, a lot of you guys participating, great, excellent. So the first number was 2,080 feet, all right, 2,080 feet. The next one, as I said, is the Eiffel Tower, and that one was 1,063 feet, 1,063 feet. You should have written 1,063 FT, right? So that comma is where you guys would put a punto ahí, ¿no? Nosotros no. So write that one down. If you didn't, 1,063, and that's 1,063 feet. All right, that's how tall the Eiffel Tower is. All right, the Col Serola. The Col Serola is 945 feet. 945, sin comas, sin puntos. ¿Por qué? Porque no llega a mil. Right, so 945 feet there. All right, the next one on our list is the Ostankino. The Ostankino one, as we said, is located in Moscow. And the Ostankino, which is the fourth tallest tower in the world. And that one was 1,772 feet. So that's written, that's 1,772 feet, FT, FT. So 1,772 feet, right? That's how tall. That would be 540 meters, right? I'm not telling you in meters, as I said, because the meters, the numbers are smaller. So I wanted to practice bigger numbers. Remember, there's always a reason for my decisions here on the show, right? So 945 feet was the, was that the Col Serola? I think so, right? I just got lost. I don't know which one we were on. Ostankino. Oh, no, that's what, the Ostankino. Now we're on the CN Tower. The Ostankino, we said 1,700. The CN is 1,815 feet. 1,815 feet. So it's 1,815 is what you should have written. 1,815, 1,815. Guys, as well as writing them down, I hope you're saying them with me. Espero que lo estáis diciendo conmigo. You have to. That's the only way, right, to practice numbers, because you can practice writing the numbers, but you have to practice saying them too, right? I can say them a million times. It's good for you guys to practice. So the CN Tower is 1,815 feet tall. 1,815 feet. Yes, right. And the last one, as I said, is the Canton Tower, located in Guangzhou, China. And that one measures 1,982 feet. All right. And there you should have written 1,982 feet. Right. 1,982. And say it with me. 1,982 feet. Excellent job. Un aplauso, Juanjo, para todos.
Great job, guys.
Really good. Really good. I'm seeing on Instagram, I'm seeing on Twitter, tons of students participating in the different challenges on today's show. And speaking of challenge, I think it's time for a musical challenge. One of my favorite sections, because you know me, I love music. You know what time it is, amigos. It's Name That Lyric!
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. So this is where listening to music can give you an advantage. That's right. If you listen to music, you know your stuff. Well, that will give you an advantage in this section. So what I do in this section is I translate a song from English into Spanish. And I want you guys to translate it back into English, right? And tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. You can do it on Twitter or Instagram today. Also, remember, lots of different ways to learn with music, not just the lyrics, but, you know, reading or watching a biography about your favorite band. Great biographies they have on VH1. I'm sure you can find them on YouTube. It's called Behind the Music. Excellent documentaries that tell you the story behind some of your favorite albums and some of your favorite groups. So that's another way, too, to learn from music, right? Not just by writing down the lyrics. Another exercise you can do, and I think this is a good one, is you take a song that you love and you have to rewrite the lyrics. It's got to be the same meaning, though. So you can't change the meaning of the song. You just have to change the lyrics. That's a good exercise, too, because that's teaching you to find synonyms, to find other ways to say things, right? And my favorite way to learn from music is grabbing a hairbrush or a marker that you have, your closest object. And you go to YouTube and you put, whatever song you want, and you put the word lyrics, and then you get ready to have your own karaoke at home. So many different ways to use music as a learning tool. And we all know how powerful music is, so why not learn from it? And that's exactly what this section is about. So, guys, if you know the name of the song and the name of the artist today, as I said, you can participate on Instagram or Twitter, or both, if you want to. That's up to you. Here we go. Ella hizo mis maletas anoche, antes del vuelo. Hora cero, 9 de la mañana. Y estaré tan colocado o alto como una cometa. Echo de menos a la tierra, tanto, y a mi mujer. Es solitario en el espacio. En un vuelo tan eterno. Creo que va a pasar muchísimo tiempo hasta que el aterrizaje me lleve de vuelta para encontrar que no soy el hombre que pensaban que yo soy en casa. No, soy un hombre cohete. Hombre cohete, quemando su detonador aquí arriba, solito. Qué temazo, eh? This is a great song. Oh, man. Really great song here. Oh, I can't wait to do it, too. This is a fun one to play and sing along, right? I've got a lot of people here joining us on Instagram. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to your crazy English class here. The show with no name on Vaughn Radio. All right. We've got some winners. We got some people who have figured out today's Name That Lyric. And a nice round of applause for Express, Iñaki, Jester, Jesus Montero, Anix. Wow. So many people. Great job. Now, it looks like Twitter's on top of Name That Lyric. Instagram, let me see. I don't think anybody knows the lyric on Instagram. Are you serious? Guys, this is a classic one. All right, let me give it to you one more time, quickly, just in case. Ella hizo mis maletas anoche antes del vuelo o prevuelo. Hora cero, 9 de la mañana. Y estaré tan colocado o alto como una cometa. Echo de menos a la tierra tanto y a mi mujer. Es solitario en el espacio, en un vuelo tan eterno. Creo que va a pasar muchísimo tiempo hasta que el aterrizaje me lleva de vuelta para encontrar que no soy el hombre que pensaban que soy en casa. No, soy un hombre cohete. Hombre cohete, quemando su detonador aquí arriba solo. There's the hitch, Cook. All right, good job. Good job for you guys who got it on Instagram and on Twitter. As I said, a lot of people. The song is called Rocket Man. That's right, it's Rocket Man by Elton John. Sir Elton John, right? Rocket Man. Now, this is the name of a movie, too, that's out about him, about his life, which I want to see, by the way. Has anybody seen it? Is it out yet? Is that movie out yet? Rocket Man? It seems like a great movie. I mean, man, I love musical movies. I think the two best movies of last year were A Star is Born and the Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody one. Maybe it's because I love music. Or maybe it's because they don't make very good movies anymore. Well, no, there were some good ones this year. All right, well, folks, we're going to take a look at the lyrics to this classic song. And it's funny because this song has one of the most misheard song lyrics in the English language. So we're going to take a look at that and much, much more after our quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
¿Qué es el VIP?
El VIP en inglés significa very important person. Y en este caso,
Vaughn Intensive Program.
Eso, Vaughn Intensive Program y very intensive program.
Este, ibas ahí al lado de los pingüinos.
Very important penguins.
Claro, así. Claro. Y bueno, para que la gente no se desconecte, tiene que empezar a llamar ya al 911-335832.
¿Otra vez?
911-335832. Hay que darse prisa, que en este país tenemos una manía de dejarlo todo para el último momento. Y esto es importante que lo vayamos cerrando, porque no es para mañana ni para la semana que viene, es ya para...
Para la última semana de junio y la primera quincena de julio. Y sobre todo que son poquitas plazas, porque son grupos muy pequeñitos, de 6 alumnos por cada profe, con además todos con un nivel, con el mismo nivel para aprovechar al máximo, entonces tenemos que ajustarlo todo ahí al máximo.
Este programa se realiza en un colegio mayor. Aquí en la ciudad universitaria. Si quieren saber más información de todo, tienen que llamarnos al 911-335-832 o venir a visitarnos aquí, calle Orense 69, 911-335-832.
El programa nada va a tener lugar este año en el Colegio Mayor Universitario Aquinas, que efectivamente está ahí en pleno corazón de la ciudad universitaria. Pero lo chulo además, el que no lo conozca, que yo le invito eso, a que vea nuestros catálogos con las fotos o incluso que se meta en su página web, que hay un montón de imágenes ahí, es que es como un oasis en mitad de la ciudad, porque está al lado justo de la dehesa de la villa, unos pinares espectaculares alrededor, tiene unas vistas fantásticas, vamos, está ahí como, vamos, como un poco idílico, y tiene unas instalaciones espectaculares, tiene, pues eso, desde canchas de fútbol hierba hasta pistas multideporte, tiene una piscina al aire libre super cuca y vamos, que merece la pena, canchas de pádel tiene también. Es un programa residencial, sí, el VIP duermen allí,
están, es una o dos semanas.
El programa, el VIP, es un programa que comienza el domingo y finaliza el viernes, ¿vale? Desde el domingo a las 9 de la mañana hasta el viernes por la tarde, en torno a las 5 de la tarde.
¿Cómo va aguantado?
Efectivamente, porque realmente este programa además es que se asemeja muchísimo a los programas que tenemos de adultos y en empresas. Ya se aleja mucho de los programas más para niños que tenemos, campamentos y ese tipo de cosas, y es muy parecido a los programas de adultos que tenemos. Por eso lleva un formato muy similar a Hometown o a los programas que tenemos en empresas. Entonces, efectivamente, es un programa residencial en el que los chicos van a dormir allí, por supuesto, siempre con nuestros profes, ¿no? Y nuestro coordinador del programa. Tienen su habitación individual, con baño, o sea que es todo un lujo de instalación. Y sobre todo es que es intenso a tope. O sea, van a estar... No es broma.
Desde que se levantan...
intenso y durillo, ¿eh? O sea, que no van allí tampoco a tocarse la barriga, ¿no?
No les metamos miedo.
Oye, también es divertidísimo. O sea, todavía no conozco a nadie que haya vuelto del programa, que nos haya dicho que se ha aburrido ni nada. No les da tiempo.
No. Es una inmersión total asegurada.
Efectivamente.
Teléfono, Frank.
Empiece con 9-1.
Sí, suele pasar.
¿Y cómo sigue?
911-335-832. 911-335-832. Llamen, que luego nos quedamos sin plaza. Hay muy poquitas, grupos muy reducidos, una inmersión total este verano. Un programa muy exclusivo para los que ya dejan de ser niños. 911-335-832.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.